I'm debuting a new feature on In-Depth tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour. It's called the In-Depth Technology Board. And the point of this is, like everything else we do here, to provide information for federal managers so they can do their jobs better. We're going to be taking technology, putting it in the hands of federal people who know what that technology should do for them and their agencies, and then getting the vendors who make the technology here in the studio to answer questions and talk about how these products will help make missions easier to fulfill.
Cool. What do you mean by technology? Do you mean like devices?
Well, yes. And tomorrow we're starting a series on netbooks. You might have seen these little, they're smaller than laptops. Well, and
Francis has been prancing around the studio.
Oh, I just love this.
He loves his netbook.
I love the whole concept. Yeah. They weigh anywhere between 2 and 3 pounds. They have sufficient memory and hard drive space that you can do pretty much anything computing-wise that you need to do.
I really kind of want one.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But tomorrow we're going to be...
expensive.
They're not. That's the great thing about them for agencies is that if you're doing a notebook refresh and these machines will suit what you're doing, you save a lot of money because these boxes cost anywhere between $300 and $400 instead of $500, $600 and up for a standard notebook.
You know, this kind of explains a tweet that I read on Twitter earlier today, which should I keep it to myself?
No, you don't have to.
One of your federal guys, Dan Mintz?
About to talk about that.
Okay, so that explains what I read.
Yes, the two people who will be on the board with me to do the series of netbook reviews, former GSA Administrator Loretta Doan. Of course, the reason I invited her is because of the telework initiative that she started at GSA before she left, and also former Transportation CIO Dan Mintz, who will be able to talk about the technology requirements that the machines have to have, and he'll be able to ask Sean Kennis, who is Lenovo's Director of Federal Sales, whether they can provide these machines to agencies with federal desktop core configuration, all the security things, blah, 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 on and on.
So you're kind of doing like a consumer report sort of thing, checking it out, seeing how it works, kicking the tires, and then figuring out how agencies can implement it for their own uses.
That's exactly right. And what I want to emphasize is this will be as geek-free, nerd-free as I can keep it. This is not going to be, the processor on this machine works at this processing speed. None of that. It's all going to be, how does this help me and the people that work under me or the people that work at my agency perform better?
It's so interesting because when I first started covering this stuff back before computers were invented, everyone would talk about that. You know, you wanted to know about the processor speed and you wanted to know what chip was in it. Now people don't, they just assume, you know, very few people actually ask those questions.
Yes.
They sort of assume, well, it's going to be fast enough to do what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now
does it come in pink?
Yeah. Well, that's your question.
Yeah.
Now increasingly as a lot of people are going to cloud computing, mm-hmm. you know, using Google Docs or something, one of these kinds of things, you don't even need much of a software platform on, so it can work. All you need is a browser, and boom, you're connected.
Essentially, that's what the gist of the netbook, I call it revolution, started out as machines that had very small solid-state hard drives, and you could log on to the internet, and that was about it. But in the environment you're talking about, that's really all that's necessary. Yeah. They've gotten a little more tricked out. This is like the second or third generation of them. But it'll be interesting to talk to Sean Kennis from Lenovo. We've got an HP machine that's coming in over the next couple of weeks.
Well, the Lenovo machine that you have is a nice-looking machine.
It really is, and it's a great performer. I've been using it for about 2 weeks.
And
yeah.
I used the keyboard, and it wasn't so small.
It's a little scrunched for somebody with big, fat fingers like me, but it'll be interesting to hear somebody who's a little daintier like Loretta talk about how she...
Or like Dorbeck.
Well... See, there you go.
And we got to mention, because that's tomorrow, and then Friday.
Friday is Federal News Radio Book Club.
Yeah. What would Google do?
Yeah.
Jeff Jarvis is going to join us. Frank DiGiamarino from the National Academy of Public Administration. You just have a one home run after another.
I'm doing a lot of stuff between 1 and 3 every weekday on Federal News Radio.
And this particular... piece is going to debut tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour. It is the In-Depth Technology Board. Now, the board will change from as we change pieces of technology, but Loretta and Dan will be with me to do all of the netbook series so that, and then we have a special page built on federalnewsradio.com that's just for the In-Depth Technology Board.